Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Ah, the holidays. A time filled with joy, laughter, and a whole lot of family. And while we may not always agree on everything when we get together, the one thing we can agree on is the conversation-stopping power of Mom's Herb Seasoned Rib Roast. Together, we bring more. Start your holiday season at beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Funded by beef farmers and ranchers.
From all of us at the Oklahoma Beef Council, and from the beef farming and ranching families who work year-round to bring wholesome, delicious beef to the dinner table, we wish you and your loved ones a very happy holiday season. For great holiday beef recipes, cooking tips, and inspiration to make every meal memorable, visit beefitswhatsfordinner.com. From appetizers to show-stopping beef recipes, the site has it all. Happy holidays from Oklahoma's beef producers. Proud to nourish your family this season and all year long.
Well, in a landmark ruling issue over the weekend, U.S. District Judge Gregory Frizzell entered a judgment against several major poultry integrators, finding them liable for pollution in the Illinois River watershed and ordering a comprehensive, decades-long remediation plan. The judgment brings a pivotal conclusion to the state of Oklahoma versus Tyson Foods, a lawsuit originally filed back in 2005. The court found in favor of the state of Oklahoma, ruling that the defendants, including Tyson Foods, Cargill, George's, Simmons Foods, and others, are liable for public nuisance and trespass. Judge Frizzell's ruling establishes that phosphorus runoff from land-applied poultry waste has caused significant injury to the Illinois River watershed, including Lake Tenkiller. The court determined that the poultry waste is the principal contributor of elevated phosphorus levels in the watershed's rivers and streams. To address the damage, the courts ordered a mandatory remediation program overseen by a court-appointed special master. Cleanup effort is expected to last at least 30 years, acknowledging that removing legacy phosphorus from the soil is a long-term process. Well, the U.S. Senate has confirmed Julie Callahan as the next USTR chief negotiator in agriculture. She was confirmed in block with dozens of nominations on a party-line vote, 53-43. Callahan's Senate confirmation was hailed by numerous farm groups like the Corn Refiners Association and the U.S. Grains and Bioproducts Council. Callahan said at her confirmation hearing that she'd work hard to reopen China and not just to soybeans.
Sorghum, beef, a number of commodities, cotton across the board. But China across the board has been weaponizing agriculture.
Callahan's confirmation comes at a key moment as the U.S. prepares for upcoming review of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement with two of the U.S. Ag's most important trade partners. Well, the American Relief Act that was passed in late 2024 authorized the Supplemental Disaster Relief Program, and applications for farmers and ranchers are now open. Danny Munch, an economist with the American Farm Bureau, said the program provides relief from natural disasters that occurred in 2023 and 24.
The first stage of SDRP compensated growers with existing crop insurance or non-insured disaster assistance plans, while the second stage is intended to fill all the remaining gaps for farmers who still haven't received compensation. So that includes uninsured crops, which often includes specialty crops. It includes value loss crops, on-farm storage losses, milk losses, as well as providing some payments for folks who had shallow losses, as well as quality losses.
You can learn more on the Market Intel page at fb.org. You've got farm news. The Jack Sherry dispersal sales coming up January the 17th at Stockman's in Apache. Bob Rodenberger tells us more.
He's got around 200 plus first calf heifers, and all those heifers are bred back to proven Gardner genetic low birth weight bulls. They're not just a set of huckley buck bulls that you buy and throw on the cows to get a calf. Jack went out and did a lot of looking and research and bought low birth weight Gardner bulls, which they're very well known for that.
The Jack Sherry dispersal sale, January the 17th, 1 p.m. at Stockman's Livestock Auction in Apache. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.